بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد Firstly a brief translation of the Ash'ar we recite while making zikr of Allah Rabbul Izzat that will increase our concentration and realize we're making dua to Allah Ta'ala to grant us this reality and then life will come into our zikr inshaAllah. The next poem that we normally read is Ilahi Atahu Zarra Dard Dil Kimartahi Bedard Bimar Tera. That Ilahi, O my Allah, O my deity, that O that great being, that there is nobody for me, I am in total desperation. What I really need, that I am suffering from a terrible disease of all attractions of everybody else besides you. And what is the cure of this disease? That Allah give me a drop of the pain of your love. And just when a person gets one drop of the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat, then your whole object and purpose of life will change. Your direction will change. And then you'll understand where there's enjoyment in life. You thought it's in the clubs. You thought it's in the gyms. You thought it's in the universities, in the schools, where you thought you were enjoying yourself. But when you come 1 minute to the friends of Allah Rabbul Izzat with an open heart and one drop of Allah Ta'ala's love or just that spark touches your heart, then you realize, oh, I thought there was enjoyment. What? I was wasting my time in that filth and dirt. And so Allah give me that drop of your love. And here the mashayikh have turned it as dard e dil, the pain of the heart. It is to leave all the filth and dirt, it seems painful. But when you come here and you get that medicine, then ke marta hai bear dard bimar tera, that I am living in such a way that I am so sick that I'm dying without your love and I don't even know. I'm living in a state of depression and still I go back to such places. So I'm dying actually, but why I'm dying? Bear dard. I am so sick that I don't have that pain that I must have. I've got all other pain. And now she doesn't want to talk to me. She's not replying my messages, etc. All that terrible thought going into your mind. So you're so sick. So the actual object of zikr is to make me realize that I'm so spiritually sick. And what is the medicine for it? Just that one drop of the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Allah grant it to me, all of us, inshallah. Amen. We just continue, and Allah Ta'ala is very kind and merciful. Further, we carry on with this important lessons of ours with regard to correcting our salah and learning to make a perfect salah and how to establish our salah, which will bring reality into our whole life. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadi alladhina istafa. أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. We started yesterday this important lesson of the reality of salah, and then we realized that how kind is Allah Rabbul Izzat, that Allah Ta'ala has given us the ability to talk. Allah Ta'ala gave us a heart and put nur in our heart, the nur of Iman. Then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala sent His most accepted and greatest creation, Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Ta'ala Wasallam, to take us out from going astray and guide us to the greatest ni'mat, which is the most enjoyable thing, that is Irfan, the Ma'rifat of Allah. The object of life is the Ma'rifat of Allah. When we engage in this, then a person will understand what is enjoyment of life. And then Allah Ta'ala has given us such great, great ulama and fudala, very, very special, great, ranking, high, spiritual guide. And those great ulama, that embodiments of knowledge, embodiments of taqwa, etc., Allah has beautified them with the nur of knowledge, with knowledge of deen and the nur of taqwa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent them after Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to guide us. And Allah Ta'ala then reminds us, Allah teaches us here, that any person of intelligence will understand that Allah Ta'ala has made me a Muslim. And why Allah made me? that a person with the slightest idea that why, what am I doing in the world? What am I supposed to be doing? Not just living a carefree life, etc. So it is important in order to realize that, to recognize Allah. And recognize Allah as Allah Ta'ala is to be recognized. Allah Ta'ala's being, which is beyond our imagination. Don't ponder in the being of Allah, ponder in the qualities of Allah. Ponder in the creation of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then you come, when you hear the qualities of Allah Ta'ala, and you start learning the meanings of that, then what enjoyment you get. Then just to hear Asma'ul Husna, it's not just like you're just reading it, or it's just like a nazam or something. Then one name of Allah Ta'ala, you just enjoy. Like Hazrat says, it's like pressing a keypad, whatever you need. If you press that button, that thing will come on the screen and tell you how to get that. If you want the rizq, Ya Razzaq, you see Allah's name is there. Turn to Allah. Allah will give you rizq, etc. Then more important is to know the laws of Allah Ta'ala. And then the laws in such a way that what Allah loves and what Allah doesn't love. I must do those things that Allah is pleased with me. Allahumma inna saluka razaqa wal jannah. That in order to get jannah, we have to get the pleasure of Allah. Not that I say I'm doing things to please Allah, but I do it in my own way. Oh, I do it with my own intentions. So very, very important. And then in order to, and the most important thing to realize, that Allah has given me the greatest honor and Allah made me His slave. Allah made me His servant. Allahu Akbar. Allah is not in need of nobody, not even the malaika. But Allah has chosen me as the slave of Allah Rabbul Izzat. This is a very great gift. Now to love like a slave of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And in order to show our slavery, Allah has made it so easy that Allah has given us the greatest gift, and that is Salah. Salah is that gift that shows a person's appreciation that, oh Allah, you made me your slave. You allowed me, Allahu Akbar. And it is not that Allah needs us. The beautiful example our Shaykh gives of this is that if a person, for example, multi-billionaire, trillionaire he is, and he has to, these days now there's no check or whatever, or he may have to do an EFT and he's got 3-4 laptops or whatever, and the one he uses, now he's making a big EFT of 2-3 million. Now that laptop boasts that, he did it with me. He can throw that laptop one side and take another one. So exactly the same, to realize that Allah doesn't need me, but Allah has allowed me to be the slave of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then to learn how to love like a slave, what Allah loves, and love like a slave and do slavery. Otherwise, you're not worth being in the court of Allah. And you're the slave of Allah, and a slave doesn't deserve and has no right to claim anything. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi, on one occasion, in the early days they were slaves. Today they are no slaves. In the early days they were slaves. You bought a slave, it belongs to you. You can, it's now your property. So when he brought that slave home, then utterly he was surprised, what a slave he bought. He asked the slave, what is your name? He says, what choice has a slave got? Whatever name the master gives him, that's his name. He was surprised, shocked. Then he asked him, what you want to eat? He says, what choice a slave got? Whatever food the master gives him, he must appreciate. The master don't give him food, he can't even ask. And like that he asked him, what clothes you want, where you want to sleep? All he answered like this. Hazrat Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi was astonished. He went in his house, he came back, he gave him some presents, and he said, from today you freed. He said, oh master, I hardly stayed with you, I hardly loved with you, and you freed me. He said, you taught me the biggest lesson of my life. I didn't create you. I can't create your food, your clothes, nothing. But you realize that you got no choice in the matter. You taught me how to become the slave of Allah. When Allah Ta'ala says eat, we eat. When Allah says don't eat, why? What we have got a choice in there. And Allah is our creator, sustainer, nourisher. So to learn slavery. And then Allahu Akbar. And in order to appreciate this great gift of slavery, Allah has given us the greatest ni'mat, which is Salah. And Salah is that great ni'mat that Allah has blessed the entire creation with just one part of Salah. As we learn the different types of creation, the trees, buildings, they are in Qiyam. Then the animals are in Ruku, etc. The reptiles all the time in Sajda. All the creation of Allah Ta'ala, the Malaika also, engaging in tasbih and reciting kalima, shahadat, etc., the arwah and the stars, etc., in movement, in salah there is movement all the time. So all this Allah Ta'ala has given just one path to all the creation. And me, Allahu Akbar, Allah has made me the most honorable in His creation. Allah made me a special servant in His court. And Allah has blessed me and made me a Khalifa, a vicegerent. So I have to fulfill this position of mine. I have to uphold this great honor that Allah Ta'ala has blessed me. And Allah, in order to uphold this great position and be firm on it, Allah has given me the Salah. And Allahu Akbar, if I perform the Salah, that it's a great gift of Allah Ta'ala, and with the proper understanding and proper concentration, then not only will I be fulfilling the rights of my slavery, Allah says, I will reward you and bless you with Jannat. Allahu Akbar. Everlasting enjoyment and pleasure. And on the other hand, a person who thinks that is my life, I just came into existence like that, like how the scientists and all the foolish people think they got big degrees, but they haven't recognized Allah. And Hazrat says beautifully, your PhD is no degree, you got permanent head damage. Phera hua dimag yo, mine is upside down now. Now you say, it's my life, why must I go for namaz, why must I fast, etc. Allah Ta'ala says, you're not appreciating the great gift of slavery. So now you are worth the fire of Jahannam. In fact, the fire of Jahannam curses you, that why are you coming into me? Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. So to remain firm on that, and that you are adamant also, people will tell you, and thus comes, the more you remain in sin, kalla bal rana, your heart becomes rusted. Now you can't understand the enjoyment of salah, etc. What these people are keeping fast for? What? My freezer is full with food. You'll make such stupid, terrible statements, etc. Then you have dropped your own position. You have lowered your own honor, etc. And you don't even realize you have lowered your honor. And that is the height of stupidity today of people. A person says he's an atheist, but Allah Ta'ala says, even that person, he says he's an atheist, is my life, he's going on a world cruise in the ocean. And when I send one storm, now see who he turns to. He knows, no, there's only one God. Oh God, please help me, please save me. And when God brings him back onto the shore, Allah Ta'ala says, again he forgets. Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us, so to realize this great honor. So Allah Ta'ala has given us this great honor, that Allah Ta'ala didn't only say that come one time to meet me, Allahu Akbar, today to get an appointment with an ordinary counselor, or just a person working in his office, his secretary. So Lord, red tape, no, we don't have appointment today, and tomorrow, whatever. Allah is giving us appointment and reminding us about our appointment. Appointed a special muazzin, a great call of Allah Ta'ala. And then Allahu Akbar. Further, we understand that was now the whole creation, the ibadat, all one part, Allah has given it us on a golden tray. Special dish that the whole of namaz for you, insan. And then in namaz, Allah has given us all the other ibadat, all the other farais in two rakats namaz. We get the reward of all, as if we are giving zakat, as if we are performing hajj, as if we are fasting, as if we are going in jihad also, all in two rakats namaz. Allahu Akbar. And how is that? We carry on from there. That zakat in namaz, for example, is tarah ke kharaj pani aur kapre ka khuda ki bandagi ke waaste kare bajaye zakat ke hai. In order to show our slavery and to worship Allah Rabbul Izzat, to show our appreciation to the ni'mat of Allah Rabbul Izzat, we love in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala, now you have to spend some money, you have to come with proper clothing, etc., that you are spending. Then you have to make wuzu. We think that we just open the tap, even at home, that it's free of charge. No, when the bill comes, your father is paying whoever. And like Hazrat says, we should appreciate. We come here, food is presented, everything. If we can afford, we should give something. Don't just love on others. Don't be like Hazrat teaches me, all of us. Don't be like a Moffat cow. Just want free things all the time. Learn to appreciate. And when you appreciate and spend, Allah gives you more in return. Like we see that the water and lights are being paid here. If you can afford, pay for it. Allah Akbar. Hazrat explained that one great alim and his son came to the madrasa in the early days. There was no fees for ta'lim. It wasn't that you didn't have to pay a fee to get the knowledge that the ustads are teaching. But this great alim, he brought his son And he said, Hazrat, who pays for fees? That how you pay your ustad? He said, we get chanda, people give. And then he says, but my son, why must he love on other people's chanda? Allah has given us wealth, we can afford it. So stipulate a fee that those parents who can afford to pay for their children, not only boarding and lodging, but for their taaleem also, they should give. But sadly, we get parents that will give their children so much money to waste on all junk food, etc. But when it comes to madrasa fees, we are very negligent. Today, sadly, Shaitan has fooled us so, made us so foolish in the name of education, where our child's mind is going to become totally lost and a dumb child. You just looking after the body, you put your child in a school. And you're paying terrible fees for the Allahu Akbar. Grade R, etc. People are paying 60,000 rand a year. Boy, are they right in their head? Allahu Akbar. And when it comes to madrasa, 300-400 rands we can't pay. So what is good for us, today we regard as poison. And what is poison, we regard as good. So just give you spending, you getting the reward, not of only salah, of giving zakah. And what a great thing it is. And then, for example, اور رخ خدا کی بند اور کپڑے کا خدا کی بندگی کے واسطے کرے بجائے زکات کے ہیں. اینڈ واٹ از حج ان نماز سی ہاؤ مینی اسپیکٹس آف حج از ان نماز اور رخ ہونا طرف کعبے کی حج ہے. اینڈ فیسنگ آور ڈائریکشن ٹو ورڈ اللہ رب العزت وتھ آور ایلڈر ٹیچر دیٹ وی شوڈ اے پرسن یو آر دا ایجنٹ فار اے بگ کمپنی بٹ یو آر کنیکٹڈ ٹو دا ہیڈ آفس. وین یو کنیکٹڈ ٹو دا ہیڈ آفس یو گیٹ دا پراپر انسٹرکشن and your business will go well. So we have to be connected to the central focal point where Allah is sending down His rahmat, His special nur, and that is Kaaba Sharif. So when you're facing Kaaba Sharif, you're like you've gone for Hajj, you're right at the house of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So we should be conscious that now I'm facing Kaaba Sharif. And when you say Takbir Tahreema, it's now like Bajai Ihram ke. Now you are in Ihram. A person, he was a free person. He could hold his wife's hand and he could put itar, all that. But the moment he wears ihram, 8 restrictions already. He can't even talk, love talk with his wife or anything. Can't put on any type of perfume, etc. So the moment you say, Allahu Akbar, that Allah, I surrender to Allah Rabbul Izzat, now so everything became haram. You're not even supposed to be thinking of your wife. Touching her is out of the question, etc. So now you have, so to say, put on your ihram, Allahu Akbar. And muh taraf qibla ke karna bajaye tawaf. And when now you are facing the qibla, just think now, I'm in tawaf, Allahu Akbar. I'm in namaz, but Allah has given me this great opportunity to be making tawaf. And that's why we see even in Haram Sharif, when the imam says Allahu Akbar, all tawaf stop. Because now you are imagining, I make muraqabah, I'm making my tawaf right by the arsh of Allah Rabbul Izzat. بجائے طواف کے اور کرا ہونا بجائے وقوف عرفات. And to be standing in namaz, just think that enjoyment when you stand at عرفات. Now you are standing, you making وقوف عرفات, the greatest ibadat. Allah Ta'ala has given us all this in 2 rakat namaz. When a person just ponders and think of this, can we ever miss namaz? Can we ever miss such an opportunity? You can never miss it. Or Allah Akbar. Or ruku or sujood. اور رکعت مانین دورے درمیان صفا مروا کے. اینڈ ناؤ یو گوئنگ ان ٹو رکو, دین یو گیٹنگ اپ فرام رکو اگین قیام, دین یو گوئنگ ان ٹو سجدہ, دین جلسہ ایٹسٹرا. دس از لائک ناؤ یو ان دا موومنٹس آف حج, گوئنگ ٹو صفا مروا, میکنگ یور صحیح, آل دیٹ, واٹ انجوائمنٹ دی از. سو آل دس یو ان ٹو رکعت نماز یو گیٹنگ دا فل حج ثواب وائل یو آر ہیئر. اینڈ لائک حضرت سیز, وی سے آئی کانٹ مینیج ٹو گو فار حج, واٹ یو کین ڈو, ڈو واٹ یو کین ڈو. And just think of namaz in this way. We haven't understood what the ni'mat of Allah. We haven't understood Allah and the iota of Allah Rabbul Izzat. In any case, you'll spend your whole life, you'll just get not even an iota of the ma'rifat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. As Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who had the greatest ma'rifat than Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam acknowledged and said, Ma arafnaka haqqa ma'rifatik. Oh Allah, where could we recognize you according to your rights of recognition? So where can we make your ibadat according to your rank? It's beyond us. But just to think of this, and then a person gets enjoyment in this. So this is all, now you're running between Safa and Marwa when you're moving, ruku, sajda, etc. Or mawkuf karna khana peena bajaye roze ke. And in namaz when you say Allahu Akbar, now not only not talking to your wife, you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to talk, etc. So this is like roza, and this is a greater roza, that in roza you still can talk to somebody, you can still go around, go to your, in namaz when you in roza, you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to look around also, not allowed to do business, like that you're fasting, you can still do business. So this is a fast which is even more greater, although for a short time. Our namaz is like 2 minutes, and even less maybe sometimes. So if a person just reads a reasonable namaz, 2 minutes, in that 2 minutes you got your roza also, you got your hajj, you got your zakat, you got everything in there. Isliye ke som, Allahu Akbar, bajaye roze ke hai, isliye ke som ban karna nafs ka hai. Because tawm is what? To control your passion and desires now. Even those things that are halal, Allah Ta'ala is teaching us that you can control yourself. You can stay away from your halal wife, halal food. So He's teaching you that who said you can't stay away from haram. Many people say, I just can't control my anger, I can't control my gazes. Hazrat says that's the biggest lie. You can, if somebody just stand with a gun and say, look there and see what I'll do to you. Now how you'll control you? But we're not scared for the power of Allah. What is a gun? A gun gets jammed when it must work. And Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala's power, Allah's kindness will you learn in front. So that is like a person is now controlling his nafs. Or ban karne se nafs ke ek saad bhi uski khaiz se ek surat som ki hai. And to control your desires even for a moment, that is bring your desires and passion under control for a moment, that is fasting. And that is the object of fasting, not to stay hungry, to learn to control all the different parts of our body, that we don't just say, it's my life. No, I'm the slave of Allah. And how Allah told me to love, that is good for me. A child doesn't understand, he's still a baby, he's a child, and he wants to drive the car, and the father will take it away, because he doesn't understand, and he thinks my father is hard. But when he reads that age, then he gets the keys on his own. Allahu Akbar. So this is the controlling of the nafs. Balke banisbat roze ke ek taur se ziyada ban karna hai. But in fact it is more greater than roza. Like we just explained, in fasting you can still move around, you can still talk to your wife, etc. Here you can't even talk to your wife, etc. Is waste ke tawajju zahiri aur batini taraf ghair ke karna nahi chahiye. Because here your attention, whether it's internal attention, whether it's outward attention, you're not allowed to turn to anybody. When you say Allahu Akbar, even your gazes keep it down. Don't glance around at anybody. You see many people, Allah save us, we in namaz, but we're looking around like this. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Shaitan makes you look around to take away your heart from Allah Ta'ala. So you're not in namaz, you're just standing like a dead tree and you think you're in namaz. So this is that roza, that year you don't pay attention to anybody else besides Allah Rabbul Izzat. Or dafa karna, now jihad, what is this jihad of namaz? Dafa karna shaitan ka, aur mushakkat mein dalna nafs ka, in ko sunnaton ke aukaat mein namaz, uske waaste jihad hai. That jihad actually means to repel shaitan. Shaitan doesn't want you to go to Allah Rabbul Izzat's house. Shaitan doesn't want you to make ibadat, etc. He wants you to be free like him and go to Jahannam. And it's a bit difficult in the beginning for a person to go on time for namaz. To get up for Fajr namaz, we find it difficult. So when you may start making your namaz and then see how easy it is. And so much so Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi says, put a special bab to go for Jummah namaz is also jihad. And today we can see it in this time, that how, what a big jihad it is. Allahu Akbar. People come for Jummah namaz last minute, as if they were doing a favor to Allah. And last in, first out. And then we are saying the government laws has changed, labor laws has changed, that the person who was hired last, he must get first fired. We doing the laws ourselves. According to how we live in the court of Allah, Allah makes the outward laws like that. So jihad in namaz, that you repelling shaitan, you making mujahada, you stamping your desires, that on time I must be there for my namaz. And Hazrat says, become a namazi, that is you there before time, before azan in fact, or at least azan time, reading all your sunnat, etc. This is mujahada in the start. But as you do it, you'll see the enjoyment. So this is jihad. Now one very important point after that, so to realize all the creations ibadat in two rakat namaz. All the other ibadat, all the other farais included in two rakat namaz. But now that reality of namaz has to be, lekin namaz mein dil ki huzuri, dil ki shart se, ke badoon uske namaz puri nahi. But very, very important is that with all this, your heart has to be attentive to know that Allah has given me such a gift and Allah has allowed me to come in His court. So your heart has to be present. That is a condition that you'll be in namaz. Otherwise you're in namaz but your heart is not present. You're everywhere else. Like Hazrat says, I just leave my body here and I'm roaming throughout the world. When the Imam makes salam, I pick up my body like I'm the taxi. You drop your wife for shopping somewhere and you tell her, I'm busy. So she says, okay, leave me at that shop. When you finish, you come. You did all your errands. Now you're just hooting and picking her up. So myself, I just leave my body. My ruh is roaming around all the time. So the presence of heart, this is extremely important. Uske badoon uske namaz puri nahi likhi jati hai. Without your heart being present that I am in the court of Allah and I am present in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat, then you will get no share of your namaz there written by Allah Ta'ala. In other words, namaz takes up a form and all our ibadat takes up a form which I'll explain just now. But here first understand, when our heart is not attentive in namaz, then that person, what's the condition of that namaz? How much sawab is written for us? Balke, you don't get any sawab written to you. Balke, kabhi, at sometimes your namaz, you so little attentive that just for us, hardly a second that you just came in the masjid, I'm going for namaz. After when you started, you were not even attentive. So some people, it comes in the hadith clearly that some to be a person, balke kabhi adi, kabhi tihai, ya chutai, some person only get half the amount of attention in namaz. Some person only gets one third, some person gets a quarter, ya panchwa hissa, or one fifth only. Some person one sixth, ya chata, ya satwa, ya atwa, ya nawa, ya daswa. That one person only does one sixth portion of namaz. Somebody gets only 1/7, somebody 1/8, somebody 1/9, 1/10. Out of 10, you got 1 out of 10. Or you got 0 out of 10. Allahu Akbar. And that kind of namaz which is 0 out of 10, it comes clearly that that namaz takes a form like a dirty rag. And all our ibadah takes a form. Like we think we're just making ribad, we can't see the form. But it takes the form and the reality will come out on the day of Qiyamah. And in this dunya to understand clearly, a person is going to work. Why is going to work? To get his check, to get his pay. And with that pay, now it looks like money in his hand, notes. But that notes are going to take a form. He's going to buy clothes, now you'll see the clothes. He's going to buy food, now you'll see the food, etc. He's going to buy his car, his house, etc. So it's going to take forms. So exactly the same, our ibadat will take different forms. And that namaz which we didn't, our heart was not attentive. And this is not a difficult thing, as we will learn in front. That the attention and focus of the heart is something very easy. A person might think, very difficult for me, but ad-deenu yusrun. Deen is very easy. Let us not put the goalpost so far that I can't reach. And make it so high that my taqwa must be of such a level you never reach there. No, obey the commands of Allah as Allah has made it easy for us. So that type of namaz where for a moment also you're not focused, you just started and you're carrying on. When the Imam made salam, you're shocked how namaz is over already. What the Imam read, what you don't even know. And that namaz, it actually curses us. That dayyak Allah. Allah destroy you as you destroyed me. And today we see the condition of the ummah because of my namaz, that the ummah is in a pitiable condition. We are just, namaz is making lanat for us. And on the other hand, if we just pay a little concentration, that namaz will, according to how much concentration, you'll get a pass mark. And then, everybody wants distinctions. And sadly today we boast about distinctions where we're going towards kufr. Matric, the students get distinctions, we're boasting about that. That we're boasting that he knows the Darwin's theory of evolution, etc. He forgot who created him. So what a stupid thing, and we're boasting about that and congratulating our students for that. We have to realize that, well, we have to understand that we shouldn't be that namaz is cursing us. Man, that is why we see the condition of the ummah today. If the namaz, you just made little concentration, namaz will make dua for you. That as you protected me, Allah protects you also. Now Hazrat is explaining here, Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayhi, that what is this, the concentration and just attention of the heart. You see, waste hai ke har rukan namaz mein itna thehre ke koi lahza huzuri muyassar ho. And this attention of the heart is so simple that in every posture, just be in that posture, even for such a moment that you are attentive, that koi here, koi lahza huzuri muyassar ho. That even for a second that you know that I'm in the presence of Allah. Oh, I'm in namaz. And for who I'm making it? For Allah. So even for a second, you just think I'm in qiyam, I'm in ruku, I'm in sajda, and for Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. So how easy it is. It's not a difficult thing. Even if the whole qiyam, to 1 minute or whatever the imam read, you are not all the time attentive. For a second you are attentive. In each posture of yours, that is the attention of namaz. Allahu Akbar. At least you won't get a fail mark. At least you'll get 5 out of 10. And then increase it, go higher and higher, as we will learn further. Or huzuri kai tarah ke hai. He says this presence of heart is in different ways. It's very, very simple. Allah Ta'ala has made it very easy for us. Allahu Akbar. Ek ye hai ke mazmoon har rukan ka khiyal kare. One way of just realizing and being attentive. And the presence of mind, that is, presence of mind and heart in that posture. Just one is to think of the subject matter. And in other words, I am talking to Allah. When you read in Quran Sharif, just think I'm talking to Allah Ta'ala. Like if a person, even if it's a small child, you talk to him but you're looking somewhere else. He'll go say, his father said, what kind of molisab? He's looking somewhere else and he's talking to me. Or he's making salam and you looking somewhere else. So what kind of... So just think. Just think of the... In every posture of namaz, just have the thought that I am in ruku, I am in sajda, I am in qiyam. Or aapko samne apne rab ke jaane. And just think and ponder that I am in the court of Allah. I am in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You go in the court of this world, in front of the judge, how you don't even turn your eyes away. Here in the court of Allah, how is it that we turning away our eyes, etc. Or uski mutawajji hal apne ka samjhe. And think also that I am in the court of Allah, and not just that I am just in the court of Allah. Nobody is, Allah's attention is towards me. Allah's focus, Allah's attention is towards me. And when you think of this, then you'll be feel honorable in the court of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Or jaunti surat pare, mazmoon usi surat ka khiyal kare. Another easy way is, whatever surat you are reading, then at least ponder and think. One is, think of the words. I'm reading Kullu Allahu Ahad. Now I'm reading Allahu Samad. And even better, and we know our namazas, for our whole life, 30, 40 years, I got my patent surahs. I got my 4 surahs that I read in every rakat, every namaz of mine. So till now, I couldn't learn the 4 surahs. Allahu Akbar. As we are taught, somebody, you got a wife from another country and you don't know the language. How much effort you'll make to learn that language? You must know what she's talking to you. And in short while, you come to know that language so quick. For business today, we see how quick people know all the different languages. Here in the court of Allah, we don't know the language, so at least try and learn. And Allahu Akbar, when you learn the subject matter, then the enjoyment of namaz is so enjoyable that Hazrat further says, agar maqami itab aur ghusse ka hai, khauf kare aur pana chahe. Then when you are reading the surah, and if it is an occasion where Allah Ta'ala is warning about His punishment and is in anger, Allah la'natullah ala zalimin. Remember, Allah's curse is upon the oppressor. Or the people, inna alladhina kafaru, that those people who does believe in Allah, they will be thrown in the fire of Jahannam. Immediately in your heart, you fear Allah. And you, in your heart, you make Allah save me. Don't let me be among those people. And jo maqam rahmat aur inayat ke hain. And when you're reading those ayat, or you hear the imam reading, and we all know jannat, we all know jahannam, so you'll know imam is reading something about jannat, jahannam. At that time in your heart, just make dua that Allah grant me also the special mercies of yours. grant me also this special gift. So then, see how can your attention of namaz be gone? Usko khuda se talab kare, aur siwai uske, aur bhi baatein hain, ke de khas wa de waste khas ke hain. And so now when you hear the warning ayat, then make dua in your heart. And fear Allah Ta'ala. When you hear the ayats of rahmat, of jannat, and have hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. And beg Allah in your heart for them. And then the Hazrat says there are many other ways of gaining this concentration and devotion in namaz, which is of a much more high level. Much more higher as people progress in the marifat of Allah, in the recognition of Allah Ta'ala, they go higher and higher. And that is what he said, an arif, a person who have recognized Allah, his two rakats is better than 100 rakats of just an abid. A person who is all the time in ibadat, but he still haven't recognized Allah. You can't compare the quality of the two namazes. And by Allah, it's not quantity, it's quality. So that is a higher level. So a person should understand that. Or huzuri baghair ta'sir e dil ke muyassar nahi. This is a very, very important point. That we all want that concentration, that all that attention of the heart. But without your heart being affected, in other words, without your heart being in a proper direction, without your heart being softened, you won't get that attention. You'll come in the masjid, but you won't even know you're in the masjid. Or you'll come anyhow in the masjid. And like Hazrat says, we'll even stand like we're on the street corner. So this is just from this we understand very, very important. Or the ta'sir e dil ke bagun danis ma'ani ke alfaz nahi. And to get this effect of the heart without knowing the meanings of the words you are reading, you won't get the full concentration. You won't get, so the effect of the heart to come, to soften that heart, a person has to do the cause of zikr and shagal, has to have connection with the mashayikh, as Allah Ta'ala says, أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهِ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. That person whose Allah is open, expanded his heart, and the nur of iman is entered, then he realized that he's got shari' sadr, that my best way of life is only the way of Islam. And not my way of Islam, what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us. And Sahaba radiallahu anhu asked Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what are the signs of this? That Islam, that nur has come into my heart. And I know Islam is the only way of life for me. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, At-tajafi and darul ghurur. You'll see now all these things that make you unmindful of Allah. All the deception things of this world, you become totally disinclined from that. Now your attention is turned away from that. And you're not going to clubs and that anymore. And wal istidar, and then wal inabatu ila daril khulud. Now your attention is towards akhirat. That my life is short. What I'm running to all these artificial things, even cars, even these things, won't really matter to you in your life. And wal istidadu lil mawti qabla nuzuli. That one day I'm going to pass away. Let me prepare before death comes to me. Otherwise, a person who's not interested in that, Allah says, what is the cause of that? فَوَيْلُ لِلْقَافِيَةِ قُلُوبُمْ. Destruction for people whose hearts have become hard. And Allah Ta'ala explains in another ayat, when you don't pay attention to this, that you don't do your islah, etc., and you think I'm okay, then even while doing ibadat, your heart will be so hard, like harder than rocks also. Even rocks, Allah Ta'ala say, it's split and you see water coming out, like tears coming down. Some rocks, Allahu Akbar, they yatafajjaru minhu al-anhar. Yeah, then some rocks, they just fall from the mountains. Not just like that, out of the fear of Allah Rabbul Izzah. So I have to see that my heart, if I want it to get soft, then Allah Ta'ala said, given the remedy there, Allahu Akbar. Allah nazzal ahsan al-hadith, kitabam mutashabiha. Allah has sent down the best speech. Learn to read Qur'an-i Kareem. The best zikr is Qur'an-i Kareem. And start making the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Then your heart will become soft. Then your heart will be focused. Then you'll start thinking, hey, I must learn at least the meanings of Qur'an-i Kareem. How many years I'm just, even the basic du'as, the basic few surahs, just learn the meaning. Then see, isi waaste jo kuch namaz mein hai, maane uske Hindi zuban mein muhawre ke muafiq likhe hai. And Hazrat says, that is why we find ulama have made so much effort that they have given translations in different languages. There in India, Pakistan, in the Hindi, here even in English today, there are kitabs that are so easy that are today we want to learn all sophisticated Arabic. and if I go to university, etc., there is such a simple, beautiful, effective kitab, Miftahul Quran. Miftahul Quran comes in the 3-4 parts, and now it's in English also. You take that kitab under the guidance of a ustad, it just teach you how to go along, and even on your own you'll able to learn. One word, the meaning is there. You'll even get the kitab in the bookshop, but not just to buy it, that I went to pick up and then you go home and you put it one side. Even if you learn one word, for example, you're reading Qul Hu Allahu Ahad, now you read Qul. What is Qul? Allah is saying, say. Allah is teaching us how to say, how to recognize Allah. That you just say, like you tell your child, say this, as he starts saying it, you'll see on your own, he's playing, and he's saying those things, because he learns. So when we start learning, get this kitab, and then start learning the meaning, basically, and then see Allahu Akbar. Hazrat further explained that forget people who start learning the meaning. Allah has made it so easy. Even if a person thinks, now I'm so old, I can't read, I can't write. Old people like our great grandfathers, etc., didn't go to school, didn't get opportunity to even go to madrasa. Even those people can get the benefit and just concentrate, have that presence of their heart in namaz. In which way? Aksar gharib log jo in maano se mutlak bekhabar hain, samajh ke huzur e dil se namaz guzare aur bahut si halawat paave. That even a person who's now so old, he can't manage to even learn anything, mind is so hard to take in anything, he's totally unmindful. But all he has to do, just be conscious that I'm standing in the court of Allah. And we see our elderly people, they were simple people, grandfathers, etc. The moment Azan used to go, our grannies, they used to say, Allah ka pukar. It's the call of Allah. And they used to tell everybody, keep quiet. Just that, respecting the Azan and what Allah was. But. And they couldn't read Quran Sharif also. As the Shaykh Rahmatullah says, even such people are not deprived. You can't read Quran Sharif also. Not that when you, even if you all try and make an effort, but you can't manage, you can't make an effort also. Then make wuzu, pick up the Quran Sharif with respect, kiss it. And we see our elders, how they used to put the Quran Sharif in a cloth, kiss it, etc. And just used to point, ye mera Allah ka kalam, ye mera Allah ka kalam. This is the word of my Allah. This is the hukam of Allah Ta'ala. And that alone, they get so much enjoyment and so much close to Allah Ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. So deen is extremely easy. There's no excuse that you can't benefit and you can't get close to Allah Ta'ala. Aur ek faida aur hai, agar mana alfaz ke jane, to sab bure kamo ke sej, ke jin se nuksan iman ka hai, bache. And one very great benefit of knowing the meaning, like ulama-e-kiram also, they are so fortunate Allah has taught us the meaning, but now ponder over this meaning. Not that you know the meaning and you're not even, your heart is not attentive to it. When you know the meanings of the Qur'an-i Kareem, you know the meanings of the hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then just ponder those things that we have been reprimanded in the hadith, in the Qur'an-i Kareem. It's harmful to my iman, I must stay away from it. For example, you're coming for namaz, and you realize, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ma aswala minal kaabein minal izar fa finnar. Whatever part of the garment is below your ankle, that is going to the fire of Jahannam. Immediately you become conscious. You see your friend also, you guide him, hey, lift your trousers. Imam will guide us, lift your trousers above, lift your kurta, your jubba above your ankles. Allahu Akbar. And how is it, if you see somebody in this world, he is burning, you're not going to tell him. If there's fire on his trousers, you're going to leave him and say, no, I can't tell him. Immediately you're going to tell him, this is the fire of Jahannam. And you don't tell a person that, by be careful, in a nice way, don't just shout him, explain it, tell him nicely that just you're burning in the fire of Jahannam. So you a person will be safe from that. A person who is taking care of orphans, and you think, hey, there's just orphan, his father left lot of money for him, I'm in charge, and now I can usurp his money. Immediately you realize, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ أَمْوَالَ الْيَتَامَى ظُلْمًا إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ نَارًا. Oppressively you eating his money and just pretending that you're taking care. You're not eating the biryani and samosas, you're eating the fire of Jahannam. Allahu Akbar. You're looking at a woman walking in the street, and Nabi, you think immediately, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "An nazru sahmum min sihami shaitan masmum." This is the arrows of shaitan and poisonous arrows. How can I be casting glances like this? So when you know the meaning and you just concentrate, what enjoyment you will get, that you will save your iman. Or malum kare ke jo ikrar apne Rab ke samne kiya, usi par kaim rahe. Or hey, har ek talib iman ko laike ke haqeeqat namaz ki is taur par jane ke Hazrat Haq ne mujhko tamam paidaish mein behtar paida karke bari taqeed se waste hazir hone ke darbar ke panch waqt isne mutlaq diya. Allahu Akbar. And one is, you know the meaning, you stay away from all those things that will become haram, that will harm your iman. And Allah only made those things haram which are extremely harmful for us. Bodily also, spiritually, and all those things Allah made halal, faraz, which are extremely beneficial, very good for our health, for everything, and more important for our spiritual condition. And a person comes to know what I declared in the court of Allah Rabbul Izzat. You realize that in Alam-e Arwah I said, Qalu bala, O Allah, you my Rabb. When I read the kalima, I testified, and I made a pledge with Allah, I'm going to obey your command. So a person comes to realize this, the more you know the meanings of the Qur'an Kareem, and you start remaining firm. And then Hazrat further explains that every person who is desirous of protecting your iman, then it is only natural and it is only worthy that you understand the reality of namaz in such a way ke Hazrat Haq ne, Allah Rabbul Izzat ne mujhko tamam paidaish mein behtar karke bari taqeed se, Allah made me the best of all creation. And to realize this position of mind, Allah stressed so much that waste taqeed se waste hazir hone ke darbar, that Allah is stressed upon me that you must come to my court and stress that make sure that you present yourself daily in my court, panch waqt, five times a day. Isne mutlak, Allah gave us open permission. Not that you have to apply online, etc. All the foolish things today that Shaitan has brought. We stayed away from the masjid, Shaitan took advantage and he put us in a big jail and we don't realize and we're still staying away from the masjid. Break those shackles and run to the masjid. Allah gave me open permission. No mutawalli can stop me. No, as Hazrat explained yesterday also, no, the poorest person can come. He can be standing next to the richest man. The person who regards himself as the biggest sinner, he can be standing next to the greatest wali. And Allah has stressed that, please my banda, so to say Allah is pleading to us. Allahu Akbar. We are supposed to be begging Allah, Allah please allow me to come in your court. Allah is telling us, Hayya ala salat, oh my banda, come to salah. And if we think I'm busy, Allah says, Hayya ala falah, come to your success, run here to Allah Ta'ala. So when a person thinks just that Allah has made me the best of creation, I don't deserve it, it's not my birthright. Allah could have made me a snake, Allah could have created me stool, and then after that Allah calls me to his court. So how honorable am I? I should take advantage and appreciate this grace, ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Nashhadu an la ilaha illallah.